This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Allergy season is on its way and you need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Save $200 on the 3-Pack. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code Howie3 to order.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Women have been told that they are dangerous, and that's because they are.
Whoosh.
So I will say what I know we all say, and I will say over and over again.
Can we just skip the preliminaries and find out what you're doing about all this?
The United States stands firmly with the Ukrainian people in defense of the NATO alliance.
That is not correct.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The fake news said my personality would get us into a war. I'm telling you, that guy's going to get us into a war.
Nice personality combination, hostile and intolerant. That's borderline criminal.
But actually, my personality is what kept us out of war.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Look at the price of gas now. It's $7.55 a gallon.
Son of a bitch bastard, I'll get you for this. What did you do to me?
Let's go, Brandon.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. We've started doing this every Monday evening after you've spent the weekend driving around trying to get the best deal you can on anything or just trying to find stuff that you can't find anymore, increasingly, whatever it is. And this is your chance to sound off. And we've even got a new intro here for this, the Thanks Brandon segment.
The phrase is, let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
Yeah, let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
The Brandon administration.
Let's go, Brandon.
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 Let's go, Brandon. I agree.
Ugh. 844-500-4242. So I come up to Massachusetts from Florida for the week, and I'm glad to be here. But I had to do a little shopping yesterday, so I had to go a few places. I had something I had to get to in the afternoon, so I didn't have time to go up to Market Basket and Waltham. So I just went down to the Whole Foods, and I wanted to pick up some of those little capsules for espresso coffee. I have this espresso coffee maker. It's again, I understand it's high end, but it's not super high end.
Did we run out? I thought we had some still.
No, we ran out at the house, house. So I've been buying it in Florida. I wait till it goes on sale. They have a 10 pack of these 10 capsules, and it's usually $7.99. But it's $5.99 on sale, and I wait till it goes on sale. And most of the time, I just use that to make my first cup in the morning, my first couple of cups, and then I switch over to drip. But I just have some around. So I go into Whole Foods yesterday in Dedham, Legacy Place in Dedham. $8.29. I'm used to spending $5.99. I mean, it's just that's my one little slap in the face to the, that I can point to right now. I went to we have Patriot Gas nearby, filled up I borrowed the car from my daughter, which used to be my car. And, it's the best place around. I still think it's like just a little over $4. It may be like $3.99. Actually, it's the cheapest place by far anywhere. So today we were driving to the station to get ready for work, 'cause we had to get an early start at 6:30 in the morning. And there were three cars in line at this Patriot Gas but $3.99 is
it's a bargain.
That's a real, bargain. I don't blame them.
Last time I filled up, was $4.39. That was Saturday.
Yeah.
I have no idea what it's up to today, but I know it's up.
Yeah. $2.07, for a 401k going down the drain. Thanks, Brandon. Well, you heard me say on Thursday with Kevin Frisbee, I'm down 5% on my 401k at the Herald. And I have it super conservative. And Kevin Frisbee said, you're doing great, because the average 401k in among people that are in basically in equity stocks is down 15%. 401. Thank you, Brandon. I filled my tank today for $60 at $4.15 a gallon at BJ's. 2 weeks ago, I paid $3.33 a gallon. 210. I drive an Excursion with the 7.3 liter 7.3 diesel and a 40-gallon tank. Good thing I work 70 plus hours a week as a small business owner. Oh my goodness. Marcia, you're next with Howie Carr. What do you want to thank Brandon for, Marcia?
Hey, Howie, welcome back.
Thank you.
All right. I never miss a show. All right, so here's what I'm grateful to Brandon for. You may be familiar with the movie Being There.
Yes.
And for many years, the line, "In the spring, there will be growth," fell on deaf ears because larger population couldn't understand how a president or a politician could be so clueless. And now, because of Brandon, if we watch this movie with fresh eyes, we will see exactly what Brandon is.
That's what you call a silver lining in a dark cloud, Marcia. But thanks for listening. Pete, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Pete.
Hey, Howie.
Hi.
I'm 70 years old, Howie. I'm in North Central New Hampshire and I have a business. I'm getting ready to close the doors.
Why?
I'm done with this.
Why?
Because of the fees here, licensing fees, insurance fees. It's everything but the fuel and the rising costs during this process under Pal Joey. I can't take it anymore, Howie. I'm throwing in the towel.
Really?
I'm done with it, Howie. I'm done with it. Maybe I'll just go, UGT, underground, the thing, You know what I'm saying? I'm done with it, Howie.
Okay, you know the thing. I like that. 844-500-4240. You know, that's what's going to happen.
You know the thing.
You know that's going to happen. The underground economy is going to come back. Remember, under Trump, there wasn't that much underground economy because everybody was flush and the taxes weren't that high. But once you have government getting totally into everything, it becomes like the old Soviet Union, like Cuba, like Venezuela. Everything goes underground to escape government's tentacles. 844-500-4242. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Howie. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. Well, I'm glad you are, actually, and I'm glad you're back. So my wife and I, we had planned a trip down to the Outer Banks in North Carolina.
Right.
It was a short one, but it was still, we went. It cost me $5 for gas in New Jersey. Regular gas down in North Carolina right now is about $4.16, which isn't really bad, you know, compared to the mess that it's like. Well, when we got to New York, the road was so packed with cars. It was unbelievable. For an economy that's doing so badly and for a gas price situation that's ridiculous, I bought a nicer vehicle because I was retiring. It's a 2017. I bought it when Trump was, Trump was president. And man, am I paying for it now?
Because when you bought it, the gas was what, $1.70 a gallon, right?
Yeah, it was about premium was $1.79.
Premium was $1.70. You take premium.
I can only use premium. If I use regular gas, my vehicle won't even start.
And so, what did you last pay that when you filled up with
$5 a gallon?
$5 a gallon. How long are you going to keep it? What kind of car you got?
I got it's a van.
A van?
It's a Mercedes-Benz Metris. I need a flat-floored van that fits in my garage. What am I supposed to do?
Ugh, I don't know. I don't know what you're going to do. $1.79 to $5 a gallon. Thanks for the call, Joe. 844-500-4242. Daniel, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Daniel.
Yes, I would love to thank Brandon for extending the mask mandate on public transit for, what, the eighth or ninth time now?
Yes.
I'm a city bus driver up here in New Hampshire, and I've been having to wear a mask since July 1st, 2020. So over 16 months now.
Ugh.
Every time, anytime there's passengers on the bus.
Oh, my God.
I'm 2 years away from retiring at 62, and I'm convinced that I will have to wear a mask until I'm out of that place.
I wish I could disagree, Daniel, but I think you're right.
Prescription jugs.
I walked into the Fort Lauderdale airport to come back on Saturday, and I couldn't believe it. I thought I was like having an acid flashback. Everybody was in the mask. It was insane.
It's silly. We all know we're not wearing them outside of the airport. Why are we still doing this?
Right. And you know, I felt, you know, all I would do for my little, you know, ineffective protest was just take it down over my nose, like about 20% of the people were doing. But some of the people, and I admired them, you know, were just walking around just totally maskless. And nobody was hassling them anymore. Daniel, who would hassle you if you didn't wear a mask at this point? Would any of your passengers hassle you?
Management will write us up.
They would. But how often is management actually on the bus?
Well, all they have to do is be driving by.
That's right, I guess. Yeah, you're right. I hadn't thought of that.
Can I quote Laura Ingraham real quick?
Absolutely.
15 years to flatten the curve.
Thank you, Daniel. 844-500-4242. I mean, it's just, it was always preposterous, because if you thought about it, it never did any good. Now it's beyond preposterous. It's just some kind of posturing by people who don't believe in God, who don't have any religion, who just want to have some kind of moral panic. And so they're taking it out on you. Again, freedom of religion, it guarantees you the right to worship. You want to worship by wearing a mask, go ahead. You know, why do you have the right to tell Daniel on his bus, or tell me at the airport, or anybody at the airport, to wear a damn mask? 844-500-4242. Thank you, Brandon. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on Twitter, at Howie Carr Show. You won't regret it. He's always been a role model to the Jimmy Olsons in the city room.
This is a dog's life, kid. Keep out of it.
Yeah, but you get around and you see things.
Oh, you see things. I guess you believe all you hear on the radio. Huh?
He's Howie Carr.
You could take the five worst presidents in American history and put them together, and they would not have done the damage Joe Biden has done in just 13 months.
I know, the bad presidents have done damage, but never this fast. I mean, this is a terrible presidency on steroids. HelloFresh offers delicious, easy-to-prepare recipes and convenient doorstop delivery, plus calorie-smart and carb-smart options to make eating well easier than ever. Get 16 free meals plus 3 gifts with code Howie16 at HelloFresh.com/Howie16. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
How do you feel about Tom Brady coming out of retirement? Saddened, gladdened, maddened, or could not care less?
Put me down for D, couldn't care less.
57% say they couldn't care less. 32% say they're gladdened to see him come back.
All right. 844-500-4242. What do you want to thank Brandon for? What is he screwed up? I haven't even gotten into all the shrinkflation that's going on. I'll get to that in a moment. Hey, what happened to the moon bat? She's gone. Oh, she wanted to argue about masks.
She asphyxiated on her mask.
I was going to say, which mask do you believe with the Fauci? Where is Fauci, by the way? He's, I saw his picture on a milk carton yesterday when I went to Whole Foods. He hasn't been around. He's vanished. I believe, you know what? I believe the Fauci when he said masks didn't work. That's what I chose to believe. Of course, he said many different things since then, but I'm going to go with, you know, what he said first. 844-500-4242. Food company Frito-Lay has cut down the number of chips in each bag of Doritos as record inflation has raised production expenses.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. President. But that's just, there's so much.
Maybe going. Now when Joe Biden talks about chips, that's what he's referring to.
That's right. We have a shortage of chips. I opened my bag last night. I like the ranch dressing. The ranch dressing Doritos. And the blue bag. You know the blue bag? And there were five fewer chips. I said, Willow, did you eat the chips? Consumers are noticing that what was previously 12 ounces is now 11 and a quarter or less. One popular page for recording all this is Reddit's Shrinkflation page. Consumer World's mouse print is similar. For example, what was once a 24-can box of Coca-Cola now holds 20 cans. Coffee's getting smaller, another user posted, along with pictures of an older 100-gram tin of Nescafe Azera compared with its new 90-gram tin. Gatorade bottles have lost weight. The new hourglass figure is 28 ounces. The drink has long been available in 32-ounce plastic bottles. By charging the same price for less, consumers are paying 14% more. John, you're next.
Howie.
Yes.
I got to tell you, I'm thanking Brandon for one thing. I've been the village idiot most of my life. Now I'm Einstein.
Thank you, John. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Thank you, Brandon. I want to ask you a question because my dog, Pitbull, we had $4.69 the liver. Normally it costs $1.99 for liver. It's double the price.
More than double.
It's hard. More than double the pricing. And thank you for Brandon to allow this to happen. And it's getting, the supermarket then is too expensive. And the milk is about $5 right now, the gallon of milk. It's ridiculous, Harry Carr. He also, I want to ask you a question, quick one. I know Obama said he had COVID-19.
Yes.
You think it's fake to promote to the vaccine? He's saying, oh, everybody vaccine, boost the vaccine. You think
I don't know whether he got the vaccine or not. I know a lot of speculation on the internet, Mr. Garcia, that he never got the vaccine, or, you know, he's BSing us. But the fact is, you know, he's not in any kind of high risk group. I assume he doesn't smoke anymore. So he doesn't have any comorbidities. So even when he gets it, you know, whether he was vaccinated or not, the odds of him dying were like 1 in 1,000 if he got it, you know. So you'll notice too that, you remember 2 years ago when someone would get sick, it would be a big story if you were a major celebrity. Now it's just passed over because, you know, if you get it, it's a reflection on Brandon as opposed to being a reflection on Trump. So, again, it's a great, you know what these are? Everything we're saying here is a grim milestone. You want another grim milestone? Sun-Made raisins have the same package and cost the same amount but have 13% fewer raisins. That's a grim milestone. I'm going to use that word about 20 times in the final half hour of the show tonight. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
407 says, thanks, Brandon. Just filled the oil tank at the house, $5.29 a gallon, almost $1,000. But no mean tweets. 978, Maxwell House canister. Coffee was $5.99, now $8.49. 617, Duracell now sells D-sized batteries in 8-packs. You can no longer buy the 10-packs, but it's the same. Hey, it's the same price.
Prescription jugs.
Laughing out loud. Both of the devices I use need D-sized batteries. 10 batteries required. So he has to buy two. He has to buy two to fill up one of his devices. 844-500-4242. Oh, God. talking about our BJ's in Lemonster was still at $3.99 yesterday. So, yeah, I mean, they're going to be gone, though. I mean, if they're not already gone this afternoon, I wonder when I'm driving home tonight, if I go buy Patriot gas, it'll still be under $4. I doubt it. 844-500-4242. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, Howie. Thanks, Brandon. Howie, my National Grid electric bill. There's 8 charges on it, and the last one is electrical vehicle charge.
What does that mean?
I live in an apartment. I don't know. You tell me. I live in an apartment building.
Electrical vehicle charge? What the hell is that? How much is it?
It's 19 cents.
19 cents?
I don't have an electric vehicle.
I know.
Yeah, I live in an apartment building.
So how much was your whole National Grid bill for this month?
Oh, it wasn't bad, Howie. It was $55.77.
Oh, man, you're getting off easy. What did it used to be, though, a year ago?
Oh, geez, I don't know. I can't remember that far back. But it just, why am I in a distributed solar charge? Renewable energy charge.
What is the solar charge?
I have no idea.
But how much is it, though? That's what I mean. How much is it?
Oh, $1.39 for the solar charge. Distributed solar charge. What the hell is that? I live in an apartment building.
I have no idea. Maybe somebody knows. So this is on your National Grid bill. They had 8 different charges. And one of them was the electrical vehicle charge for 19 cents and the solar charge for $1.39. You're doing your part for a green new world.
It may be,
Bill,
that the town that he lives in has leased some solar from whatever company, and the cost is spread out among the taxpayers.
But it's National Grid. I mean, it's not like it's a municipal. But it's, yeah, you're right. It'd be the same thing. That's something like that. The thing is, you got to always, on these bills, it's so depressing to look down them. It's the same thing with cable. You know, they have this universal cable Wi-Fi or whatever it is. And it's all these Democrat hacks. And that's what Biden is always talking about, you know, more money for these outfits, these quasi-governmental authorities that everybody's making $300,000 and they're all
like
bundlers.
Like paying for sports channels that you're never going
to
watch.
You know what? That's a very good way to put it. That's an excellent comparison. I mean, at least I watch the sports channels a few times. I mean, what are you ever going to
solar
charge?
I always bypass ESPN, too.
Yeah. Sometimes UNC plays on. I mean, I use ESPN, too, about 3 times a year, but it's not worth it. I'd get rid of it if I could. 844-500-4242. Brian, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, Brian from Maine. I just want to thank Brandon for the 2024 Trump presidency.
I hope you're right, Brian.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Yeah. I hope so, too.
All right. Thanks. Thanks, Brian. All right. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr.
Hey, I think I might need the voice changer for this one because, you know,
all right,
bringing down heat I don't want.
All right, the voice changer is the witness protection program of the Howie Carr Show. Once we turn it on, as you see now, you can't recognize my voice. You can't recognize Dave's voice. It's the equivalent of the Fed's witness protection program. Go ahead, Dave. You're protected.
Thank you, Howie. I feel so much safer now. But you know, my concern, I want to thank Brandon for hiring all these extra auditors, you know, to help the unemployment situation. But my concern is that they're going to be coming looking at me because they'll think I'm doing that thing because last year was so horrible, you know. But, you know, thank you, Brandon.
You know, I was thinking about these auditors and how they're changing all the rules. You know, in Massachusetts, the state is demanding that all this money be returned that people got as part of the pandemic unemployment fund. And apparently a lot of the overpayments were not the fault of the recipients. They were just given the money, and now they're being told they have to give the money back. But I was also thinking that late last week, I think it was Friday, the public health department decided that 4,000 people in Massachusetts who had been listed as dying from COVID did not, in fact, die from COVID. Now, this follows the fact that they took 3,500 people that they said died of COVID in nursing homes and said, no, they didn't die of COVID in nursing homes. So what I want to know is, weren't they giving out, I believe, up to $9,000 to families whose relatives died of COVID to pay for funeral expenses and all that? So if you got $9,000 because your aunt died of COVID and they wanted you to be able to bury her in style or to take care of all the expenses, et cetera, shutting down the apartments, whatever, do you now have to give that $9,000 back?
I'd keep the $9,000 and tell them to dig up the coffin.
I don't think that's in the mix. We gotta make a call on that just to see. I mean, if they're gonna go after living people who got overpaid, and that's what they're talking about doing in Massachusetts, why aren't they gonna go after the people who got $9,000? So what you'll have here is if people are told that they have to give back $9,000. There'll be all these disputes. Are they going to have set up some kind of arbitration system and how much do you have to pay for the autopsy
do they have to pay it back to begin with? They just printed it off.
What do you mean?
The money. It was just printed off and doled out. It's not like it really means anything.
Well, it means something to the rest of us. Now we're paying right, $5 a gallon for gasoline because they printed all this funny money.
But at what expense, though? I mean, it was just given out to people.
$9,000 is a lot of money for nothing.
For nothing. I mean, somebody died.
Yeah, but they didn't. Everybody dies. You don't get ever got $9,000.
I didn't request any stimulus funds. I still got them, and I'm not paying them back.
Yeah, but, you know, the fact is, if it turned out that you didn't exist, the people who had cashed the check would be on the hook for it. What I'm saying is this money was given to them for the death of their relatives from this from the Wuhan flu. And it turns out the state, again, this is the State Department of Public Health, which has falsified tens of thousands of criminal drug tests, which didn't do any of the tests at the compounding pharmacy in Framingham, where 70 people ended up dying because the Department of Public Health wasn't doing their jobs. It's a totally corrupt agency. They regulated the nursing homes where thousands of people died because there was no regulation. But now they have taken 4,000 people off the COVID death rolls. And I'm guessing that most of their families got that $9,000. What the hell's going on?
I'm guessing most of them can't afford to pay it back, and it's going to cost the state a lot more to litigate it than to just get that $9,000.
They can't afford to pay it back. I mean, so that, Your Honor, I shouldn't have to pay back the money I robbed from the bank because I couldn't afford to rob the bank? I don't get it. I think they should have to pay it back. I don't know about the people that got the extra money for unemployment, but I think the people that got the money for their relatives who didn't die of COVID, I think they should definitely have to pay the money back. That's just me, though. Jack, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jack.
Hey, Howie. I'd like to thank Brandon for all the moonbats and other just awful people that have moved up to northern Maine from the city. Thanks to the chaos, the crime, and the other insanity created by Brandon. I actually got fired by one of these moonbats because I told them they had to lower their expectations because they were now living in northern Maine. Anyways, thanks, Brandon. Appreciate it.
Thank you. You got a new job yet? Oh, he's gone. Aldi Mandarin Oranges, price up and calories down. The earlier can serving size says 90 calories. The new can, which is smaller, says 70 calories. A grim milestone. The two Dove bars, purchased one in 2020, that's 4 ounces. One in 2021, 3.75 ounces. A quarter of an ounce missing. A grim milestone. Keebler cookies, Chips Deluxe with M&Ms. Previously 11.3 ounces, now 9.75 ounces. EL Fudge, I love those. Also lost 1.3 ounces and 20 calories per pack. A box of original Wheat Thins used to be sold in family size 16-ounce box. I guess the family has now gone down in size to 14. It only needs 14 ounces. The reduced fat version of family size followed, going from 14.5 ounces to 12.5 ounces. Toilet paper. For the past 60 years, we've seen Charmin, Mr. Whipple, please don't squeeze the Charmin, toilet paper go from 650 single-ply sheets on a roll to the equivalent of 90%, assuming you could even find single rolls any longer. The latest change shows ultra-soft mega rolls going from 264 double-ply sheets per roll to 244. Super mega rolls went from 396 sheets to 666 sheets. These are all grim milestones.
Well, they were just trying to lower the cost, like Joe Biden said, but it didn't work out, so they had to lower the quantity.
Shampoo and container bottles are also coming out with new grim milestone shapes and less product. They used to hold 12 ounces. Now they hold 10.4 ounces.
We're going to be charged for travel size.
I know. That's what I was saying. Pretty soon. New. You can take our new family size on your plane.
It's going to be cheaper to check into a hotel and steal the shampoo than actually go to the grocery store.
What? Why am I laughing? Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. I want to thank Brandon for lowering my standard of living. I was a little too happy and a little too comfortable a year ago, and he changed all that. But you're right. They are skimming down all the products out there. You know, when was the last time you saw a pound cake or a true half a gallon of ice cream or... you know, you name it. They're going to have to make up new terminologies for the words half a dozen. Do you remember a baker's dozen, Howie? That's a dirty word now.
That was that 13, right?
Yep. Hey, you mentioned the cable people, right? You know, we all pay for cable. How many channels? There's dozens of channels you get in Spanish. There's religious sermons.
Yeah.
There's shop by phone. You know, why do we have to pay for all that clutter?
I know. Because, you know, if we didn't have to pay for it, all these channels would go out of business because nobody watches them. I mean, I've seen studies. The average family, and I think I would fit into this category, watches about five channels. However many you have.
TCM, Sundance TV, MeTV, that's about it.
And Fox.
Yeah.
And Newsmax. But that's about it. And now I'll be watching Reels since they're going to run my documentary.
Oh, good.
If I can find it. I found it the other day on my daughter's TV, but she hadn't bought it. So I said, you're going to have to buy this so you can watch Bloody Boston in about a month. Okay, thanks for the call there, Joe. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back with more Thanks, Brandon. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network.
We're not just going to let you walk out of here.
Who's we, sucker?
Smith and Wesson and me.
The Howie Carr Show.
And they're prepared to increase that investment from $20 billion to $100 billion in the suburb of Cleveland.
I think there are several suburbs of Cleveland. I've been out to Cleveland. Shaker Heights comes to mind immediately. I think there's also Cleveland Heights. There's just in just the suburb.
Nope. Cleveland is just one big suburb.
Okay. It's changed then since the last time I was there, which was about 5 years ago. 844-500-4242. I think Cleveland's not that bad of a place. It's kind of underrated. 844-5. Are the hospitals paying back the money for the COVID deaths that weren't? That's a good question too. Solar distribution charge pays owners of solar panels. We're dealing here with just generalized scams, legalized grifts here. So that's why you see more and more, because they get it with no upfront charges, thanks to the taxpayers, kind of like the gas tax. And it's a guy who works at a funeral home in New York State says that, It's the funeral homes. If they put down the cause of death as if they put down that you had your relative had COVID-19 at death, they just send you the money. You don't have to say it was the cause of death. You just have to put down the COVID-19 on the death certificate, and you get $9,000. So I'm guessing that probably as soon as that went into effect, 100% of all death certificates had COVID-19 on them. That's what I would think. 844-500-4242. Doug, what do you want to thank Brandon for? Go ahead, Doug.
Yeah, NFL fans want to thank Brandon. Thanks for his tanking the economy, inflation, and taking out 401ks. Tom Brady had to come out of retirement.
That's about the fourth, fifth time we've heard that today. But that's okay. That's okay. We have new listeners all the time. He did. Tom Brady thought he had it all set up. But now he's had to come out of retirement. A lot of people have had to do that.
His crypto hasn't been doing so well.
Jack, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jack.
Howie, I want to thank Brandon for letting all of America know that Donald Trump was right. He was right about the border. He was right about foreign policy. He was right about the Middle East. He was right about the economy. So I'd like to thank Brandon for that.
Yeah, I just hope it pays off in 2024. And I wish there were some remorse among the Brandon voters, but I sense that there is zero remorse. If we could, I would love to have, forget an hour, I'd love to have one segment where we could just get people calling in and apologizing and saying they wanted to get right. They wanted to, you know,
it sounds like it's time for Monsignor Carr.
I'd be glad to handle the confessions, you know. For your penance, my son, you will pay for the gas at the next guy who fills in and has an aged Trump sticker on his car. Mark, very quickly. Go ahead quickly, Mark.
Okay, Howie, I'll be real quick. For the biggest lie, remember, they're only 3% of our oil, Russia. How high is the gas hiked up?
Thanks for the call, Mark. See you tomorrow, and don't forget to thank Brandon for every grim milestone. I'm Howie Carr.